Crossbreed Holster Studios. 10 years on the air
and 10 years on target. This is Armed American Radio.
You know, the right to bear arms is because that's the last form of defense against tyranny.
We're making the Second Amendment great again.
I am a very strong supporter of the Second Amendment.
Educating, informing, and entertaining responsibly armed citizens from coast to coast. Here is your host of Armed American Radio, Mark Walters.
Armed American Radio's Monster Broadcast, Hour 3, moving right along. My gosh, time just flies on Sundays. And by the way, happy Father's Day to everybody out there as we roll through the Alan Corwin Experience. And it begins on Father's Day right now. Alan Corwin, how the heck are you, brother? Happy Father's Day.
Thank you. I'm doing great. And I've had two Father's Days because half my family is going to the in-laws and half my family celebrated yesterday on Saturday at my daughter's house.
Well, I'll tell you what, man, it's a great, did you have a good day though? I mean, that's what it's all about. Did you get a chance to just relax and chill?
I don't remember.
That's because you were so busy.
I know exactly what I mean.
Yep. I do.
Well, you know, and it's 105, so we decided against barbecue, and it came down to, well, Cheryl, my wife, what do you want to eat? I don't know. What do you want to eat? Well, Tyler, my daughter, what do you want to eat? Well, I don't know. I'll eat what you eat. Well, and it came down to my dad, who's a World War II veteran, now 98 years old, will be 99 in a few months, God willing.
God bless him.
Dad, what do you want? And please don't get angry at me, Dad. If he had his way, he'd have spaghetti with ketchup.
Spaghetti with ketchup?
Yep. He likes ketchup. He could have salmon. He'd have ketchup on it. He's got simple tastes, at least at this age. And we opted for Chinese food. And we got this huge supply. Whatever. Let's talk about something.
Well, let me tell you something. It's always fun to talk with you. When you say it's 105, That matters to me right now. I'll tell you why. Because as you know, you were very instrumental in assisting me, and I can't thank you enough for that. I'll do it publicly over the airwaves right now. It's 105 reminds me of how hot it's going to be when I get to Arizona on the 26th in just 11 days. What is it, 10 days? Today's the 16th, so it's still just 10 days away now. I know it's going to be really hot in Phoenix. I'm going to see triple digits. I can't wait. I love Phoenix. You know that's my favorite place on earth. Arizona's my favorite state in the country. But I would suggest one thing. And that is, if you ask me what I want in heat like that, just I'll have popsicles for dinner. I love popsicles.
Where will you stick them?
I don't know. I love popsicles.
They're great. We have some in the freezer.
You have to have them when it's that hot out. Now, I'm going to be in Tombstone, Arizona, as you know. And let me tell listeners why I'm so thankful to Mr. Corwin. I'm a life member of Arizona Citizens Defense League, have been for a number of years. And I got to be honest with you, I love the organization and I love the opportunity to speak whenever I can at their annual luncheon. And I was just out there last year with Alan Corwin and everybody at the Marriott in Phoenix. I've been to the event in Tucson where I spoke. It was just a lot of fun, a great group of people. And the AZCDL, Arizona Citizens Defense League, was kind enough to blast out to, what, about 60,000 members on the email list about our appearance upcoming in Tombstone in 10 days, right?
Yeah, and the AZCDL banquet once a year, which is free to members, has a very telling line in the invitation. Tasteful, open carry, appreciated. Because Arizona has been an open carry state since statehood, and anybody could carry a firearm openly in a holster, and this was normal and it was fine. You didn't need a permit. There was no government process. You didn't have to pass a class or pay a tax or a fee or anything, and that was perfectly okay. As soon as you wanted your shirt to cover it, or it does get cold here in the winters, you want to put on a jacket, oh, all of a sudden you need a permit, you need a government, you need testing, it's unsafe. And the lefties go crazy because they are crazy. They're hoplophobic. They don't get it. They don't understand. All this time on 100th anniversary in 2012, they went, we can't have people running around with guns with no government, whatever. And yet we've had it all these years with open carry, and they didn't make the connection that discreet carry was the same thing. You all of a sudden need paperwork to carry your gun in your handbag or your pocket, but to carry it openly, that didn't require training or anything. You mean if you don't have training, your rights go away? I think maybe we should do that for reporters. You know, reporters don't get a background check. They don't get anything. And you can't take their permit away because they don't have one. And you ready for this, Mark? This really got me. They make their own ID. They make their own ID. I just made a press ID mm-hmm. on a lanyard for myself with a picture and a barcode, and it says press. And you put it on, and people treat you like you walk on water.
I have one. I love it. I think it's really cool. I wear it with me when I go to NASCAR events, and I have press access at Atlanta because
of. Did you make your own?
But I made my own press pass. Yeah, I make my own ID. Maybe we should be able to do that for flying too.
Well, people compare guns and planes all the time, or cars
driving,
and
right.
guns. But it's an illogical comparison. If you need a license for a car, then maybe you need a license for a plane. If you got to register a car, maybe you got to register a plane, and we do. But if you need a license for a gun, then you ought to have a license for a pen. That's parallel. First Amendment, Second Amendment. But people don't make that connection that way. And you don't lose your right to write an essay because something went on. Your right to an essay remains if you had six beers. And I think your right to own firearms remains if you have six beers or if you own six beers. But they want to make a connection between your Second Amendment right to defend your life and anything else that can take your right away, because they're hoplophobic, they're terrified, but they can keep their guns, right? The government can have all its guns, but you can't have yours, the very definition of tyranny. And we're going down that road, and the left is pushing it. And when we get to the left presidential debates at the end of this month, I want to see if any of the many, many, many candidates break ranks and say anything positive about firearms ownership.
Oh, what a joke. What a joke. What a joke. What, let me stop
it's
you there.
It's not a joke.
No, hold on a second. It's not a joke. It's a joke to not, and I'm being, I know you're being facetious here, I think, but it's
being facetious.
Well,
buddy.
Yes, I am, and for a reason, because it's a joke to suggest in any way, shape, or form that any of those freedom haters would say anything positive, because you nailed it, as you always do. Look, at the beginning of hour one, a couple hours ago, I opened up the program talking about, this is a great place to segue into this and wrap up this segment, by the way, about why President Trump thinks he's pro-gun. That was the title of my column on Ammo Land this week. And here's what I said to get it kicked off the show. In this day and age of deep divisiveness, not seen since the caning of Senator Sumner in the old Senate chamber back on May 22nd, 1856, which was an act of political violence that foreshadowed the approaching war between the states, it's a safe bet that today's radical Democrat Party is attempting to push America in a perilous direction. An increasingly militant Democrat Party is openly embracing socialism as the party leaders conduct a brutal culture war, at the forefront of which is their open desire to disarm the populace. Now, I know you're not yelling at me about the joke because you're yelling at me. You understand where I'm coming from here. That's the danger of those many people that are running for office, Alan. My gosh, it would be nice to see a Democrat step up to the plate and say, I value my gun rights, but I don't think you're going to see it. Go ahead for the next 2 minutes. It's all yours.
Let me change it. I see too many people laughing and using sarcasm and using humor to deal with the left who seriously want to disarm you. This is tyranny on a grand scale. The fact that these people can run at all is stunning. There was a time when they wouldn't be able to get near a microphone. Now the microphones pursue them, and none of the so-called reporters who were supposed to be dispassionate and objective even see the writing on the wall. These people want to eradicate 10% of the constitutional Bill of Rights, and nobody says boo on the journalism side. I'm doing a presentation to Mensa, the High IQ Society, on July 6th when they have their international convention here in Phoenix, and it deals with ethics in the media. And the funny part is there aren't any. And Columbia Journalism Review is going to introduce four ombudsmen, they call them public editors, to look out for what the media is doing. And who are they going to examine? MSNBC, CNN, The Washington Post, and The New York Times. And I can hear you laughing. It's like, why even bother investigating those four? They are completely ethics-free. And if they look at any of the subjects that are near and dear to my heart and your heart, Mark, they'll find these guys are in the sewer. So why do they need to investigate him with a team of ombudsmen when it's so obvious that they're slanted, they're biased, they're un-American, they are not objective, and what kind of studies are going to come out of this? And I keep trying to reach CJR, Columbia Journalism Review, the high and mighty, and talk to them about every damn error they have that is so blatant, and I can't get a reply.
Yeah, it really truly is. When you mention those four names to anybody that doesn't think left, it is a joke. But there's nothing funny about the fact that those four powerful media outlets that you just named are in fact a joke. Alan, hang tight if you would for me. We got to take a break. Armed American Radio's Monster Broadcast will continue right after these quick few messages with Alan Corwin, the Alan Corwin Experience.
Do you have 2 minutes for a great tip concerning defensive firearms or the concealed carry lifestyle? Check out Into the Fray, a weekly video blog hosted by Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine. Into the Fray covers every aspect of self-defense, from legal and ethical issues to the latest gear and tactics. Accurate, direct, and easy to share with all your friends. You can find every episode of Into the Fray at IntoTheFrayVideo.com. That's IntoTheFrayVideo.com.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit CrossbreedHolsters.com today.
Hey, gun lovers, check this out. Did you enter to win your new gun from the USCCA yet? If not, what the heck are you waiting for? You're about to miss the deadline. You could get up to 17 chances to win a new gun daily, but only if you act fast. Look, it could be 17 Kimbers, 17 Glocks, even 17 AR-15s. You heard that right. To reveal which gun you could win today, just text the word ARM to 87222. It's 100% secure, and the official rules are on the page. But hurry, these guns won't last long. The USCCA Gun A Day giveaway ends Friday, June 21st, and today's gun disappears at midnight tonight. Look, the United States Concealed Carry Association is here to help educate, train, and protect Americans like you. Plus, they just love giving away free guns. So don't miss your chance to win every single day this month. Just text the word ARM, that's A-R-M-E-D, to 87222 right now to get entered. Remember, you only have until midnight tonight to win today's gun. So text the word ARM, A-R-M-E-D, to 87222 right now.
We've all put ourselves in a potentially unsafe situation. Whether it's commuting at an odd hour, parking the car in that badly lit garage, or taking that nighttime run. So let's be real. We're not going to stop doing any of those things. The Taser Pulse Plus is here to help you approach every day with confidence and give you that backup if you ever need it. With an effective safety distance of up to 15 feet, delivering a 30-second cycle of muscular incapacitation, the Pulse Plus now has even more advanced safety features. It connects to the mobile safety app Noonlight to dispatch emergency services as soon as the Pulse Plus is triggered. No fumbling for the phone, no freezing up in fear. Pull the trigger and help is on the way. Protect yourself and your family with a leading brand in less lethal self-defense technology, Taser Self-Defense. Visit buy.taser.com and use the code AAR for 10% off the purchase of a consumer Taser device. That's buy.taser.com with the code AAR for 10% off.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever.
Get a 2-pack of my pillow premiums for $69.98. That's only $34.99 per pillow, which is the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. This offer is only available at MyPillow.com or call 800-978-9358 and use promo code AAR.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
We'll be right back. Hi, it's Mike Gallagher. You're listening to Armed American Radio's Monster Broadcast. Now back to Mark Walters.
Armed American Radio's Monster Cast. We are rounding first, in second, heading towards second base right now as we close out segment one and move into segment two with the Alan Corwin Experience. Happy Father's Day. Great to have you all with me, Alan, and you, listener. A pleasure. The pleasure is all mine to be able to provide the microphone, especially to Alan Corwin. Alan, welcome back. I got to tell you, during the break, man, you know, it's a four-minute break, and I sat there and I kind of seethed. When you talk about the media, as you know, this is a major theme of mine when I speak publicly at any event. I always go back to the media, my deep disdain for the media, because I believe that the media is the single most dangerous entity, if you want to call it an entity, that we face in free America. It's the single greatest threat to our freedom, because they determine what we see, what we read, and what we hear. But even more important than that is they determine what we don't see and hear and read. And that's incredibly dangerous because, as you just pointed out, there are no ethics in those four gargantuan outlets that you just mentioned. I want to continue the conversation. Are so biased. It's treasonous what's happened to the media in America today, and it is incredibly dangerous. Please set me straight. Tell me I'm right, I'm wrong. The mic is yours.
Okay, let me pick that up. First, let me jump back to the first segment and mention those candidates. We have a tendency to say they're a joke and to ridicule. I think that's a mistake because we give them a pass. They're not a joke. They are a serious danger, clear and present. All right, I'll push that to the side because there's a lot else to do.
But you're right.
Now, as far as the media goes, Columbia Journalism Review thinks they're doing a review and introducing ombudsmanship to four outfits that don't need it because they're already in the tank. CJR can't see it so badly that that's the focus of their let's look at ethics, and it's horrendous. So anybody who wants to look up Columbia Journalism Review, get in touch and watch what they're doing. That may help. Maybe we can wake them up because they are not woke, to use their language. Now, let me talk about the media and give your listeners some things they can look at. You know what a tell is in poker? That's when a guy's holding a hand and he's either got a good hand or he's got a lousy hand, and his eye twitches, or he smiles, or he doesn't smile. It's a tell. And a good poker player looks for a tell. Well, here's some on TV that you can spot to know that you're getting the technical word I can't say on radio. It's BS. If they say, "I think," you know you're not getting news. And they say it all the time.
Correct.
I think, blah, 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 blah. The words "I think" are on a lot. That's different than "An Iranian tanker blew up today. I think so-and-so did it." There's a big difference. The words "I think" are a tell. Here's another big one. The word "we." We have to do this. We have to do that. We have to help the colored people. I'm sorry, they don't say that. We have to help the people of color. Same thing, people of color, but the preposition "of" gives them justification to be totally racist in your face and say, "What are we going to do to help colored people?" "Oh, that's totally racist. What are we going to do to help people of color?" Who is we? We is you, the taxpayer. We're going to take your money. We is we, the ones who know more, the elite, the intelligentsia, the incognita, lots of names. And when Mark says the media is the biggest danger we have, it's not the biggest danger. It's one of very many big dangers. The Nazis are still there. The Muslims want to take over. The moneyed rich operating behind the scene, the corporate entities, I got a list as long as your arm. They're all really big, and I'll give you a quick parable. The defense gets up in court, makes its case, and the judge says, "You're right." But then the prosecutor gets up, makes his case, and the judge says, "You're right." So the bailiff gets up and says, "But, Your Honor, they can't both be right." And the judge says, "You're right, too." So whenever anybody says this is the biggest threat, there's a lot of threats. They're all serious. And so if you think the media is the biggest threat we face, the Muslims are a really big threat, want to take over the world and kill all the infidels. Not all the Muslims. The Pew Center says only about 15% are radicalized. 1.2 billion Muslims, that's 150 million Muslims. Not all of them. So let me give you an example of where the media goes and how you can spot some of this. there was a story I heard six times on the same day. The three networks, one of the cables, front page of my newspaper and somewhere else. We were giving North Korea 50,000 tons of food because we're so magnanimous and the people were starving. Mark, doesn't that sound like a good thing to do, 50,000 tons of food?
Sure. Sounds like a great thing to do.
Well, is it a lot of food, 50,000 tons? I took out an olden investigative tool called a calculator. You take the 50,000 tons, you multiply by 2,000 pounds per ton, you get 100 million tons of food that we gave to the North Korean people because they're starving. It was in six places at once. The White House announced today, that's another tell. The White House announced today, that's not news. That's the White House telling every media outlet, run this as if propaganda. And six different places in my town ran the exact same story with no reporting. The media got it on a plate and they delivered. So 100 million tons of food. There's 22 million people in North Korea. I did the math. It's 4 days worth of food at 1 pound a day. You folks listening, you eat a pound at a meal. So we gave the North Korean people 4 days worth of food, but the media went, hooray for our side, aren't we good? But we're not really. We gave away 4 days worth of food. But North Korea is a brutal communist dictatorship. So did we just drop cans of Campbell's soup on the countryside? No. The ships came into the dock. The communist Chinese government unloaded the ships, put the food in a warehouse somewhere. Or maybe we airdropped cans of Campbell's soup. You decide. I don't really have that fact. The communist government took the food and probably fed their soldiers with it. They took my tax money, by what authority? And gave it to the communist army in North Korea. But the media just said, hooray for our side, because you didn't look hard. And every newscaster and every newspaper said, we gave 50,000 tons of food to all these starving people. 4 days later, even if we gave the food, the people were still starving. And we didn't just airdrop rice grains across the countryside. We had ships drop off food at a port. You just have to think. When you see the story, you have to look at it and think, use a calculator, think about where it's going, and by what authority did we have? Now, where did 100 million pounds of food come from? General Mills, General Foods, Campbell's Soup, the agriculture business. So the agriculture business got a sale of 100 million pounds of food to the U.S. government, which is my tax money, to give away to our enemy. So that month, their books look good. Maybe their stock prices went up. There's always a backstory.
All right. Now, Alan, I've got to stop you. Let me stop you here because we're getting ready to run into a break. But I want to point out to the listener that when this is why it's the Alan Corwin experience. I love listening to Alan just go. It's wonderful. But I want to make one point before we close out this segment here. That's what I call headline surfing. When Alan says you've got to go and dig the calculator, you've got to read between them. You've got to do the research. You've got to look. Don't just read the headline. Armed American Radio will be back with the Alan Corwin experience right after this. Don't go away.
We all hear the stories in the news. The good guy uses a gun to protect his family, and then he's the one arrested. Thanks to our court system, this happens a lot, and that's exactly what can happen to you unless you're fully prepared. But you're not alone. USCCA is here to help. Simply go to usccaonair.com to learn more about the education, training, and legal protection you need to become a responsibly armed American. With their education and training, you'll learn how to detect attackers before they see you, how to survive a mass shooting, exactly what to say to the police after an incident, and a whole lot more. With their legal protection, you'll get access to over $1 million in civil and criminal defense funds, the USCCA Critical Response Team, and a nationwide network of experienced attorneys. Plus, there's always a special bonus when you join. So head over to usccaonair.com right now to reveal what you can get for free today. It could be a free knife or even the chance to win a brand new gun. Just visit usccaonair.com to find out. Once again, that's usccaonair.com.
From Crossbreed Holsters comes the Women's Appendix. With softer leather and smoother corners, the Women's Appendix holster was designed specifically with the female body in mind. This holster is intended for popular small firearms and has no cant, so it can be worn on the front side of the body. Featuring a Crossbreed hand-molded pocket for a perfect fit, we ensure the Women's Appendix is your answer for any woman who wants to carry a small firearm in a front position. This versatile holster can be worn in the standard appendix or cross-draw fashion. Find your perfect fit today at crossbreedholsters.com.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away, which means if your family's in danger, you'll become their first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. That's why hundreds of thousands of responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll get 4 free chances to win a new gun. Just go to oneoffourguns.com. That's the number 1of4guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim the chance to win the free gun of your dreams.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit crossbreedholsters.com today.
Hey there, Mark Walters here. If you're a gun owner like me, or honestly, if you just really like getting free stuff, and you know I do, I talk about it all the time, you should head over to armedandresponsible.com right now. Seriously, there's always something great from the USCCA just waiting for you at armedandresponsible.com. Sometimes it's a free USCCA gun giveaway. Sometimes it's free training, but it's always worth a few seconds to check it out. After all, how often can you just type a few words and get something for free? It only takes a few seconds. Plus, anytime you go to armedandresponsible.com, you're going to find something to help you along your journey as a responsibly armed American. And that's what it's all about. The USCCA is the absolute leader when it comes to providing the education, training, and financial and legal protection gun owners need. Plus, they just love giving away free stuff, and I'm a big fan. Remember, these great free bonuses disappear regularly, so you're going to want to head over right now to see what's there today. You don't want to miss it. Head over to armedandresponsible.com right now. That's armedandresponsible.com. armedandresponsible.com. This upcoming segment of Armed American Radio is proudly being brought to you by Taser Self Defense. Visit taser.com to meet your new sidekick. Armed American Radio's Monster Broadcast, the Father's Day Edition, Segment 3, Hour 3. We are moving right along. I could go another 3 hours with you. You know I could. Just not enough time. Alan Corwin, welcome back. The Alan Corwin Experience continues. The headline surf thing to me is very, very important. As you know, too many people tend to look at the headline and think they've read the news. Those days of the news, reading the news, are over. And as you know, you've heard me say for years and years and years, I mention on the program all the time, I use my mom and dad. I'll pick on them for just a second, Alan, and this will drive you crazy, because I have this actual conversation with my parents before, where when they're down in Florida for half the year, down in Naples, and I'll call them every morning. And I'll say, my mom will answer the phone. Hi, how you doing? I say, good. What are you guys doing? She says, oh, we're just getting our coffee and watching the news. And I say, what are you watching? And she'll say, oh, we're watching Fox and Friends. I say, you're not watching the news. You're watching four people sit around a curvy couch giving you their opinion about things. So, and I always tell them, listen, whenever the person sitting on the news starts the sentence with, well, I think, you are not getting news. You are getting opinion. And another one, too. Well, Americans believe. Really? Yep. I've not spoken to you, and I'm an American. You don't know what the hell I believe. So I understand this. I'm a student of this stuff, as you know, and I eat it up. It just fascinating listening to you, because it is so important when we talk about the media in today's day and age, with all of this available to us. Our pockets have phones in them that have encyclopedias. There's more power in that thing than the spaceship that landed us on the moon. You and I were talking between a break.
Yep.
There's more power in that iPhone than there was in the spaceship that landed on the moon. So
by far.
Ignorance, when left unattended, breeds stupidity. Listener, please, you have the answers in front of you. Dig down is what Alan is saying. Did I read you correctly there, Alan? Don't be the headline surfer, basically.
Don't be a headline surfer and dig down, but more important, think. You need to do critical thinking, and you need some tips like if the sentence begins with I think, or
right.
If they say we, who is we, follow the money. If you get the same story from five places, that's impossible if reporters are doing reporting. And you do. You switch station A, station B, station C. They're all saying the same thing. They got it from the same place. There's no reporting. There's no reporting. It's like, what's his name, the prior president who got a Nobel Peace Prize before he did anything. Even the reporters figured that one out.
Yeah,
and started saying, yeah, Nobel Peace Prize in every box of Cracker Jacks.
It's fascinating because it does require a level of thinking. Let me give you an example. Alan, yesterday on Saturday, it was about, I don't know, 12 o'clock noon Eastern time, somewhere around there. My phone lit up with a news blurb, and I tweeted it. And let me just find it real quick because when you say you have to think, it reminded me of this. It was a story. Maybe you saw this. Maybe you didn't. I'm not going to go dig back, but let me give you the gist of it. There was a shooting inside a Costco in Southern California, and that was the quote-unquote news. One dead, several injured at shooting inside Costco in Southern California. And I thought to myself, well, that can't be. This must be fake news. Because
right,
Costco bans guns, and Southern California and their myriad gun control laws, to keep this from happening, certainly this can't be real. And I, of course, I'm saying that tongue-in-cheek because we know gun control doesn't work. But I looked at that story, and I thought about that briefly, and I thought, this is how the news does things. Nowhere in this story is it going to mention what I just said to you. Nowhere. So we have to be ahead of the game. We have to think on our toes better and faster than they do. Do we not?
We do. So, Mark, can you say what you just said without the slightest touch of humor and see what you get? Well, let me do it for you. The media, in its anti-rights prejudice, reported a story in Georgia about a single crime in Southern California of a very minor nature. Because one person committing a murder or an attempted murder 2,000 miles away is not news in Georgia, and the only reason to report it would be to promote an agenda, and the media does it. That would be the first part of it. The second is, California has passed numerous laws to prevent this sort of crime, but this sort of crime continues to occur. So we can conclude from this that these laws don't have an effect. And now we find that one Republican legislator in Congress has introduced a bill to repeal the gun-free school zones law because 15 or 20 years later, that was 1995 under Bill Clinton, years and years later, we find that the gun-free school zones law has absolutely zero effect. So we should repeal that law and recognize that gun-free zones are make-believe and have no effect. We need a different approach. Now, there's that whole story without the humor.
Right.
And now you've got to think, oh, that, I never thought of it that way. Instead of ridicule and laughing and having fun and going right for our side and aren't we smart and everybody jokes about it, nothing happens. The legislator who introduced the repeal of the feckless, feel-good, do-nothing gun-free school zones act that we now have decades of proof doesn't work, and one incident in Costco, by the way, Costco out here in Arizona took down its no-gun signs because, number one, they figured out it's absolutely meaningless. Number two, if you're carrying discreetly, we don't like to say carrying concealed because it sounds like you're hiding something and you're a criminal. We carry discreetly because it's the civilized norm. So half the people in Costco have a firearm, and Costco's perfectly safe, as safe as anywhere. And if something were to happen, people could defend themselves, and we don't end up shooting everybody in sight because people are fairly good at it, or they seek egress rather than return fire, which is generally a safer approach. So here in Arizona, there are no signs to create make-believe gun-free zones, and life goes on in a positive way. California hasn't figured that out because it's the land of fruits and nuts. Okay, there's a little bit of humor, and it is, and people know it, and people are leaving California in droves because it's nice on the coast in the rich areas with the gated communities, but the rest of the place is having a lot of trouble. California's a failing state.
Well, you know, unfortunately, first off, let me comment. We have the same situation at Costco here. There are no gun signs at Costco here. I know that was their policy. I don't know if there's been a change. Listener, if you know something we don't, mark at armedamericanradio.org and set us straight. Now, regarding California,
there are no gun signs, or there are. Say it in a way that I can tell what you mean.
There are no gun signs at Costco.
There isn't a no gun policy.
There is a no, not here in Georgia. Now, like, just like you in Arizona, I don't know if that's the case otherwise. I know corporate wise, Costco was anti gun for a long time. I don't know if there's been a change there. I don't know if they've made any other statements, is what I'm saying. So
we gave them so much trouble here, they had to stop. I'm not going to go in.
You know, I guess they figured that it's a waste of time. I don't know. Maybe kind of similar to what Starbucks did with what Schultz said a couple years back. We follow the state law. You know, all the gun lobby
That's
loved
a great
it.
Idea. There's a great idea, Mark. We follow the state law. Our state says you have rights. If you're black,
correct,
we let you in. If you're gay, we let you in. If you're armed, we let you in because the criminals do it anyway. So we follow state law. That's a reasonable approach. State law says you can be armed. Costco's a good citizen. We obey the law. If you come in meaning to do harm, we bash you on the head because we're allowed to.
Yeah.
No, I
don't have enough time in this segment to start. I've only got a minute left. Let me say this about California. We can go back. This segment flew by. I've got 40 seconds left. Let me do this. Californians, you happen to know a little bit about what's going on in California. They're fleeing their state to you in Arizona, and it's causing a demographic shift that I don't like seeing in my favorite place on earth. When we come back, it's such a terrible thing. I'll be out there in another 10 days. I can't wait. But I've noticed it myself. It's not as bad, though, but I've noticed the shift myself. All right, when we come back, I'm going to continue the conversation with Alan Corwin, and I do want to ask him about Donald Trump and some of the comments I made at the beginning. I think it's very, very important at the beginning of the program 2 hours ago in segment one. Do we have a problem with our president, Donald Trump? Is he anti-gun? Is he pro-gun? I can tell you what the alternative is, no doubt, but I still want to hear the answer from the great Alan Corwin. The Alan Corwin Experience continues right after this. Don't go away. We'll be right back. You're on Armed American Radio's Monster Broadcast.
Imagine you're walking through a parking lot at dusk. You're with your children. As you approach your car, you see a large man closing in. Something seems wrong. Something is wrong. You calmly move in front of your kids and turn towards the attacker. Your mind flashes back to everything you've learned. The man is now 30 feet away. You don't make a move yet, but you can feel the weight of your 9mm on your hip. You hear yourself confidently issue the command, "Stay back!" And then it happens. The attacker understands what only criminals can comprehend. He has picked the wrong target. He quickly turns around. "What's wrong?" says your child as you get in the car. "Nothing. Nothing's wrong, honey. Everything is fine. Get a gun and master its use. The Self-Defense Shield from the USCCA will help you understand gun safety and self-defense. The USCCA Self-Defense Shield gives you education, training, and a tenacious legal defense. It's your path to become a responsibly armed American. Discover how a gun and your family are the perfect fit. Visit freegunguide.com. That's freegunguide.com.
Unfortunately, in today's day and age, you just can't trust the system. That's why the USCCA stands by their members and their promise of education, training, and protection. Every responsibly armed American needs to get USCCA coverage now before it's too late. Even law-abiding, responsible gun owners are at risk to lose everything in today's world. So don't think it can't happen to you. You've worked hard on what you have. Don't let a rigged system take it all away. Visit USCCA.com to learn more. That's USCCA.com.
From Crossbreed Holsters comes the Women's Appendix. With softer leather and smoother corners, the Women's Appendix holster was designed specifically with the female body in mind. This holster is intended for popular small firearms and has no cant, so it can be worn on the front side of the body. Featuring a crossbreed hand-molded pocket for a perfect fit, we ensure the Women's Appendix is your answer for any woman who wants to carry a small firearm in a front position. This versatile holster can be worn in the standard appendix or cross-draw fashion. Find your perfect fit today at crossbreedholsters.com.
The Gun Box is the ultimate quick and accessible handgun safe, ideal for securing your firearm while not carrying on your person. Our cutting-edge technology and innovative safety features provide peace of mind while storing your handgun on a nightstand, desk, countertop, or anywhere you might need fast access. With a simple swipe of a finger, press of a custom key code, or the wave of an RFID card or fob, the Gun Box opens in seconds. Our modern design and sleek lines not only make it a great addition to any space, but is the perfect reason to bring your everyday carry gun out from hiding in the closet or the basement safe. Asking yourself, will my concealed carry weapon fit in the Gun Box? The answer is yes, as the Gun Box fits most full-size handguns with the room to spare for extra magazines, a blade, and other items you carry for protection. The Gun Box was designed to be your go-to gun safe and is absolutely the best alternative for fast and reliable handgun storage. Visit us at thegunbox.com and use code AAR at checkout for 10% off any purchase of $259. Order your Gun Box today at thegunbox.com and use code AAR for 10% off.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit CrossbreedHolsters.com today.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
This is Armed American Radio. Now, back to the man defending your Second Amendment rights,
Mark Walters.
All right, we are now sliding into home. Welcome back. The last segment of the last hour of the Father's Day edition of Armed American Radio's Monster Broadcast from these wonderful Crossbreed Holster Studios. I've got Alan Corwin. The experience continues. Alan, welcome back to the show. Let's jump right back in. Couple places I want to go. Is Arizona not being Californicated as bad as I think it is?
Everybody has a different opinion. I have no way to really know. Arizona has its attitude, and it's still there. But we are seeing more and more people come in with attitudes from the East Coast or California with their ways that are not really American ways. Tombstone, overloaded with tourists. I mean, you walk down the main streets, it's all there is tourists and tourist shops.
Right.
But the town itself is very Arizona. The surroundings has a little effect on people. I can't really judge.
It's interesting. I say this a lot, and it's true. I will see, as you know, Alan, I've been to Tombstone. I go at least, I try to get out there every 12 to 18 months. I've been going for 25 years. I love it there. I the history of the area, Arizona itself, I feel so free in Arizona when I get there. I love the desert, the clean air. I just am drawn to it. People say, well, I miss the ocean, I say, or the beach. I said, no, Arizona is a beach. You just can't see the water. That's all. It's just a lot of desert. But nonetheless, when I get to Tombstone, I will see more no guns allowed signs in the city of Tombstone or in Scottsdale. I could say that in Scottsdale, too, than I see anywhere than I've seen in 15 years in the state of Georgia. Why is that?
You know, when they passed that law, it really, really bothered me because my beautiful state of Arizona was going to become littered with no guns allowed signs. I saw it coming. It happened. And I don't want to get into the weeds on this, but anybody, free speech allows anybody to put up a sign that says no guns allowed. What happens if you walk past one
right. With
a discreetly carried firearm? If the tree falls in a forest and there's nobody there to hear it, that's really that question. if somebody knows you have a firearm in a privately owned place, can they ask you to leave? Of course they can. If you don't leave, what happens? Well, nothing. You're armed and they're asking you to leave. If a police officer's there and you don't leave, you're trespassing. Class 1 misdemeanor, 6 months in jail, $2,500 fine. If it's a liquor-serving establishment, there's a complex array of laws, but it has to be the official sign properly posted within the last 30 days. It's convoluted, and people post these signs, and it's especially odious in a place like Tombstone.
Yeah.
By the way, before I forget, if you have questions about that, you can write to me at gunlaws.com, my website, gunlaws.com.
Wait, hold on. Alan, hold on. Let me do it this way because I should be doing this. Listener, if you want to reach out to Mr. Corwin, you can reach him. Alan, where can people reach you? There, now you do it.
You just go to gunlaws.com. There's a button. You push it. It sends an email directly to me, which is basically alan@gunlaws.com. But go to my website, gunlaws.com. You can get my book. My dad's book, The World War II Veteran, his book is up there. You can take a look. There's some of it's up there for free. Gunlaws.com, that's the easy way. I do want to get back to carrying a gun past the no gun sign. You know, a private place can put up a sign that says no guns. There's nothing stopping them. But there's also no law, specific law, that you break unless they tell you you can't be in there and you have positive no guns directly to you, because you can always say, I didn't see the sign. You don't have what's called constructive notice. It's involved. And the idea that they can't say no blacks, no women, no gays, no AIDS victims, they're not allowed to say that. There's laws against that. But they can deny your civil right to keep and bear arms. The law is messed up in these arenas. The politically active class among us are fighting these things to enhance freedom and decrease the amount of restrictions on your freedom. And the possession of firearms is not what crime is about. Crime is about crime, very different than buying and selling and owning and using firearms, which 100 million people do, and it's why America is free. And the left and the media don't get it, don't understand it. I have a picture of a gun with an entire cartridge coming out of the muzzle. An unfired cartridge coming out of the muzzle from one of the anti-gun groups. They have no concept of what guns are, how they work. I have a picture of an Iranian woman in the news from the Associated Press. She claims these two bullets, I think they called them bullets, hit her house. They're two unfired cartridges. Somebody would have had to throw them at her house. And it ran in papers all over the place because nobody in the editorial change understood that there's no way for these things to have hit her from the Allied forces. This is what we face. And the idea that we have to deal with it logically, sensibly, reasonably, mechanically, deal with caliber size. Any of you guys who ever want to argue caliber size or the difference between a revolver and a shotgun, you're wasting your time. The people on the left, let's get back to candidates for a second. They don't understand the value of an armed citizenry. They don't understand why we have guns. I get reporters asking, why does anybody need an AR-15? And the correct answer to that is, you've been a reporter for how long and you don't know why people want an AR-15? Really? I mean, there's tens of millions of these guns out there. Thousands and millions of people own them and you don't know why people want an AR-15? So how long have you been a reporter? They just have no clue.
Let me, bottom line answer,
you can answer them and leave them wondering for the same reason the police want them. And they still don't know, of course.
No, that's because they're clueless. Take a listen to this from Live Well Nebraska. This is Dear Amy. It's an advice column. And, Alan, it starts like this. This is an advice column now. Dear Amy, this week I discovered my intelligent, hardworking, responsible 24-year-old daughter who lives with me is a gun owner. And it's not a normal gun either. It's a .40 caliber semi-automatic, and she has hollow point bullets to go with it. Amy, this is the kind of weapon a criminal would possess. She says it is for emergencies. There have only been two home invasions in our neighborhood in the last 11 years. I've given her three choices. She can either give her weapon to me, sell it, or move out in 3 weeks. I love my daughter and would be so sad for her to move into a place that she would hardly be able to afford. But now I have to lock my bedroom door at night because I don't know what she's going to do. Now she says that I don't trust her and is barely speaking to me. How can I convince her to stop endangering us? Dumbfounded father. Alan, the answer, which I will not go too deep into, it's hard to get past the first sentence, says, well, according to my research, possessing hollow points is illegal in 11 states. Is it legal in your state? And how did she get that exploding ammunition? Honest to goodness. So when you talk about them not having a clue, this is proof of it. I'm not even sure. I think Amy got taken. That almost sounds like a troll, and it almost sounds like she got trolled. I'd like to believe that, but I'm not so sure in today's day and age. Go ahead.
I got asked to write a response to that by a national magazine, and I will be doing that.
Can't wait to read it.
It gives you an idea of how little the people who are against us know. They are just terrified, and dealing with them with facts will not solve anything. This guy is terrified. He's locking his door against the gun. I mean, that's insane. They're poorly informed. They're misinformed. The media is part of that. And that they ran a letter like this shows that the people running the letters column don't understand.
I've got 30 seconds. I've got to get to Trump with you. Is Trump pro-gun, yes or no?
Can't tell. He's misinformed and uninformed. His attitude about bump stocks and silencers or suppressors is uninformed, and he doesn't have anybody close to him who can give him better information. That's what it seems like.
The great Alan Corwin, the Alan Corwin Experience. Alan Corwin, thank you so much for being here and taking time out of your very busy schedule on your Father's Day. Gunlaws.com for everything Alan Corwin. That's gunlaws.com. We're going to get up and do it again tomorrow on the Daily Defense because we can. Until then, remember, carry on, carry often, carry absolutely everywhere. Never leave your cave without your club. Enjoy the rest of your day, and I'll see you on the radio.
You've just filled your prescription for freedom
on Armed American Radio with Mark Walters, the loudest voice in America fighting for gun rights.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away, which means if your family's in danger, you'll become their first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. That's why hundreds of thousands of responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll get 4 free chances to win a new gun. Just go to oneoffourguns.com. That's the number 1of4guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim the chance to win the free gun of your dreams.
You're in handcuffs. Your kids and spouse are crying as you're loaded into a cop car. But you did nothing wrong. How could this happen? You're the good guy. All you did was legally protect your family from an attacker. If you think this couldn't happen to you, think again. Fortunately, though, the United States Concealed Carry Association is there to protect you. Not only do they resolve these situations for their members, but they also prevent them from happening in the first place. With resources like their free guide, 6 Things You Didn't Know Would Happen When the Police Arrive. Learn what to say and what not to say in the aftermath of a self-defense incident. To get your free guide, 6 Things You Didn't Know Would Happen When the Police Arrive, just visit BeTheirProtector.com. That's BeTheirProtector.com. Don't wait until it's too late. Get your free guide today at BeTheirProtector.com.